Neothink Radio Network. Visit neothinkradio.com. Well, hello, everyone. This is Shalene, your halftime host of NTR Neothink Radio Network. I just want to say I really enjoyed the beginning of the show with Steve Fagan. He always makes a lot of sense, and he always gets me riled up when I produce the show and I listen to his every word. He reminds me of, what's going on in our country, and I'm so passionate because he and I know how we can fix this current political dilemma that we're in, and that is by introducing all of you to the new party, the 12 Visions Party. This party does not really like to call itself a party because this is a party like no other. This party is the only party right now that intends to depoliticize America. And for all of you that are listening, please, I'd love you to go to www.tvpnc.org and read all about it. Now, here at NTR, we pride ourselves on giving you the answers, not only for our current political problems, seriously, the answers and how we can fix them. We love to bring you guests that have answers for your health, guests that have answers for your wealth and well-being. It's just a good show with positive message. We don't bash other people or other parties, or we're not hosts that hang up on our callers. Well, we don't really have any callers, but do you know what I mean? It's a very positive show. And publicly, I would like to thank our radio stations that are carrying this show. Now, in the beginning of the show, we say NTR, Neothink Radio Network, on the road to the White House with the 12 Visions Party. Well, you know, these radio stations did not have to carry us, but they did. And they've been so wonderful. I'd like to thank KCAA in California. Thank you, my friends there, as well as KTAE in Texas. We thank you so much for being there for us, for taking care of the show and airing it every week. Thank you. I also want to say today is a special day, and I'll tell you why, because it's my birthday, July 17th. I actually share a birthday with one of the funniest women on the planet, and that's Phyllis Diller. I love her, and I would love to meet her someday. So Phyllis, if you're listening, give me a call sometime, will ya? So I turned 51 today, and guess what? I love birthdays, and I usually, what I do is, to make myself feel better about growing older, I tell everyone I could think of on my birthday that it's my birthday, and then I count how many happy birthdays I receive during the day. I know it's silly, but it makes me feel good. And last year I had about, 61 happy birthdays. Now, this year is different because I've been on Facebook, okay? I have a Facebook account, and I think I've got 2,000 friends, which is really cool. And so I wonder how many happy birthdays I'm going to get this year. But anyway, folks, look, I do not really know what the show is going to be about today with me, your halftime host, Shalene. I feel like talking with you and getting to know you, our listener, a little bit better, and you getting to know me a little bit better. Yes, I produce this show, and it's my passion. I produce this show every week, and I so enjoy it, and I've met so many wonderful people that have become mentors of mine with the interviews that I provide to all of you. But rarely do I really, talk a lot. So I want to talk a lot today. I want to just get to know you better, and I'd like you to get to know me better. And that being said, we will be right back. Please listen to our sponsors. As Steve said earlier in the show, these are wonderful men and women who who are changing the world and making your world a better place with their products and services. We'll be right back.
Gas prices got you down. Get smart and go green with the same machine. With the Intercharger Smart Emissions Reducer. Enjoy increased gas mileage, reduced vehicle maintenance. We are so confident that we offer a full 90-day money-back product guarantee. Scores of vehicle owners are already seeing a tremendous return on their investment, like New York City taxi and limo owners, municipalities, and large business fleets. Call Extreme Energy Solutions at 973-209-3450. Visit us online at www.extremeenergysolutions.net.
After college, I really let myself go. I gained a ton of weight, lost my self-esteem, and my career seemed to be going nowhere. But then, about a year ago, I met USA Martial Arts Hall of Fame master teacher, Soke Joe. Soke Joe runs New York Martial Arts right in the Huntington area. And let me tell you, this changed my life. I lost almost all of the weight I gained. I'm now in shape mentally and physically. And I've had 3 promotions at work since I've been training with Soke Joe. So if you're interested in self-protection, relaxation, restored self-confidence, just go to New York Martial Arts, hombu.com. That's New York Martial Arts, HOMBU.com. New York Martial Arts. 40 years of improving lives through martial arts training.
Before I lost my job, I didn't really have much use for computers. It was then I realized that I was left way behind, and I certainly didn't have any tuition money to take a class. And that's when I heard about the UndefeatedLife.com. They promised to turn me into an above-average computer user. So I logged on and ordered my copy of The Home Computer User's Best Friend. I learned about my computer in simple pictorial instructions in every lesson. It made learning a computer fun and easy.
Ebook and hard copy available. Order today at theundefeatedlife.com.
NPR.
Neothink Radio Network. Visit neothinkradio.com. Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to NTR. I'm Shalene, and it's my birthday. Yay! Okay, so I would like to talk about a little investigating that I did. I wanted to know what we as the taxpayers pay. All right, our U.S. It's a list of U.S. federal government funding programs. Alrighty. Well, the only current list that I could find was from June 24th, 2005. So if you go on the website, I don't know if it's still there, but you Google list of U.S. federal government funding programs, you will be totally blown away. And it's so why we are, as a country, broke right now. For example, let me put my glasses on here. Hold on. Yep, you have to wear glasses when you hit age 51, I guess. All right. Now, okay, we have at the top of the list, the 18, now I don't know if these are still in existence today. They may not be, but in 2005, they were. Here's a funding program called the 1890 Institution Capacity Building Grants. Total funding, $10,797,000. All right. 1890 Land Grant Institutions Rural Entrepreneurial Outreach Program. We have the 1994 Institutions Research Program at $1,017,000. How about Abandoned Infants, $12,052,000. We have Abstinence Education, $40,895,000. All right. We have Aging Research at $834,318,000 total funding. Okay. We have what else here? I'll just give you a couple more examples. Let's see. Hold on. I've got like 400 pages here that I'm trying to read to you. We have targeted Watershed grants. What is that? $14,912,000. We have surveys, studies, investigations, demonstrations, and training grants and cooperative agreements section 1442 of the Clean Water Act, $11 million. Transit planning and research, $43,550,000. Oh, and by the way, this is per year. Hold on one second. I have to close the door. Yes, that's the noise from my water heater. I do produce this show out of my home studio in the basement. Yes, it's a very dark basement, unfortunately. And a matter of fact, next week, I'm getting out of here. It's been 8 years down here in this dark dungeon. And you know what? I'm a light person. I need light all around me. So I come upstairs and I go outside. I have to put my sunglasses on. But anyway, let's get back to this. Sorry about that. Labor management relations, $238,982,000 per year. Library of Congress publications, $335,000 total funding. You know, the Marine Sanctuary Program, $5,940,000. You know, the point is, what I'm trying to say here is, I mean, I think I have like 1, 2, 3, 4, probably over 50 pages of this kind of funding that you and I pay for. And it says the total funding programs, the number is 1,607 total funding programs that you and I pay for. Okay, my point is, oh, and so if you're interested again, just Google list of U.S. federal government funding programs, and you'll see for yourself. I showed this list to my mom, and she just could not believe it. She had no idea, just like myself, I had no idea how many funding programs there are. Okay, I can't get myself worked up on my birthday now, can I? All right. Well, I just want to say that I am very pleased, okay, to be here in this studio producing the show. I just want to tell all of you that without the help of our sponsors, without the help of Steve Fagan, you know, going in there every week and doing his thing for his portion of the show. And I also want to publicly thank Mark Hamilton for helping with our show as well. Thank you very much. And, you know, you the listener, you're so very important to me personally. You know, I receive letters, I receive thank yous. There was a lovely family, the Ray family, that sent his. They sent me homemade drawings of flowers and thanking us for giving the show, for having the show, and it brings tears to my eyes that there are so many of you that encourage us to keep going. Those of you that have donated. Even a dollar to our website, that has been just extraordinary. Every time there's a donation, a tear comes to my eye. And I just want to say thank you, all of you, so much for helping and being there, listening. Even those of you that just take this show when you get it in your weekly email and pass it on to others who don't know what we're about, I want to thank you. So what else would you like? Oh, do you hear in the background music? I have Frank Sinatra. He's my favorite. He's playing right now. So that's a nice gift for my birthday. I appreciate that. Also, you know, we also have a phone number at NTR that you can reach us anytime, day or night, and you'll hear my voice with a message. And please leave us a message. I rarely let everyone know during these shows what our phone number is. But I'm going to right now. It's 866 489 3965. And let us know what you think about the show, if you like, you don't like, who you'd like to have on the show. That would be important. I'd love to interview who you'd want to have on the show. So it's 866-3965. Now, before we take a break, I'd like to tell you, all of you, what book I'm reading lately. And I just think it is so great. It's Napoleon Hill, author of Think and Grow Rich, the best-selling success book of all time. And this new book is called Outwitting the Devil, The Secret to Freedom and Success. Wow. I can't put this book down. A matter of fact, and it's such an easy read also. It's annotated by Sharon Lecter, and a foreword by Mark Victor Hansen, and an afterword by Michael Bernard Beckwith. And these, it says here right on the book cover, never before published, hidden since 1938, revealed now for the modern reader. And let me just read a little bit the foreword to you. Actually, it's the inside cover. Napoleon Hill, one of the best-selling self-help authors of all time, whose teachings have influenced entire generations of success seekers, wrote this profound and provocative book in 1938, just after the publication of his all-time bestseller, Think and Grow Rich. But Outwitting the Devil was withheld from release because it was considered too controversial by his family and advisors. Hill's insights on breaking through inhibitions and living a life free from fear, doubt, and dependency remained mostly unseen until now. More than seven decades later, Shannon Lecter, one of our leading motivational thinkers, has edited and interpreted Hill's manuscript for contemporary readers, revealing proven strategies that allow us to break free from the devil's influence and live the abundant and successful life we deserve. This book reveals that the devil, after being outwitted by legendary success guru Hill, relinquishes his secrets about the hidden methods of control that can lead us to ruin. It offers a perceptive look at how we hand over our facts to negative thoughts, passive acceptance, and physical pain, and identifies the greatest obstacles we face in reaching personal goals: fear, procrastination, anger, and jealousy. Hill's aim was, in his own words, to help unlock the doors of the self-made prisons in which men and women are confined. Outwitting the Devil does just that, and because it was written at a time when the world was emerging from a severe financial meltdown and facing a global conflict, it has a surprisingly relevance to our own time of economic and political uncertainty. And Mark Victor Hansen says, "You will discover whether the devil he interviews is real or imaginary, much like the devil that you may personally be dealing with in your life and experience." Mark Victor Hansen, co-creator of the number one New York Times best-selling series, Chicken Soup for the Soul. Again, this book is called Outwitting the Devil, The Secret to Freedom and Success, and I encourage all of you to pick it up when you get the chance. We'll be right back. I not only produce NeoThink Radio Network, I also research and place our advertising partners. I say research, as we at NTR only advertise those that we would do business with ourselves. You know, those that deal with you honestly and offer great customer service. So on that note, I'd like you to meet Michael Connors. Michael is President and CEO of the Hudson Valley, New York, Jackson Hewitt franchise. Michael and his team not only offer tax preparation, but many more services as well, kind of like a one-stop shop for all your business and financial needs. Now, these are non-Jackson Hewitt services, however, provided by trusted and knowledgeable affiliates. For instance, they offer business evaluations, bankruptcy, divorce, estate planning, litigation support, tax-based debt elimination, even credit card settlements, and much more. Look, times are tough for many of us, and the very best of us can get ourselves into a difficult situation. So let Michael and his team of experts help. Phone Michael Connors today at 845-452-7800. That's 845-452-7800. 7800 or visit jtaxny.com. That's jtaxny.com.
A rig without a turbo? You wouldn't think of it. Turbos have been standard equipment on rigs for decades because of the incredible power they add. Introducing the next must-have, the CalCat. Like a turbo, the CalCat jacks up the performance of your rig. Take mountains in a higher gear, drop your load sooner so you can grab the next one and run. Get an extra legal run or two per month. In addition to added power, the CalCat delivers better fuel economy. Most rigs get at least a 10% boost in mileage, and fuel's over $3 again. Where it stops is anybody's guess. If you have to pass an opacity test just to grab or drop a load, you'll appreciate how the CalCat reduces emissions. In fact, if you have a newer rig, you'll probably save money on regen filters. Nobody wants to gamble on revolutionary and new. Hey, we get it. That's why we put an unconditional satisfaction guarantee on the CalCat. You get 60 days to love it or return it. There's nothing to lose. Just log on to mycalcat.com. That's mycalcat.com. It may mean the difference between being an owner-operator or selling out and going company. Go to mycalcat.com.
Radio Think Radio Network. My name is Dana Porter, and I want to tell you about a great place to get great deals on great watches, sunglasses, and more. I'm talking about greattiming.net. We've got thousands of styles and dozens of cool brands like Vestal, Ed Hardy, H3 Tactical, Android, Invicta, Skagen, Casio, Glamrock, and many more. You know, watches aren't just for telling time anymore. They've become a fashion accessory and make great gifts, too. With almost 11 years of experience, you can be sure that greattiming.net will get your order out right away. At greattiming.net, standard shipping is always free. Include coupon code NTR15 at checkout and get 15% off your entire order. Once again, enter coupon code NTR15 to get your 15% discount at www.greattiming.net.
And now, Neo Think Radio with your host, Jaleen.
Okay, we're back. Now, this is Shalene with NTR, your halftime host. I was reading from my local paper the other day, and it was a letter to the editor that I found incredible, and I'd like to share it with you. Let's see. It's Reflecting on Irony of Time and Place. For some time, there seems to be an unavoidable tragedy that takes place yearly on the American landscape. Ironically, this tragedy is linked in time but separated by place. Every year in the American Southwest, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas, a series of wildfires devastate vast areas of the desert. Ironwood trees, mesquite, and desert grasses die over the winter, dry out, and provide the huge sources of combustible kindling that feed enormous wildfires, which cause billions of dollars damage to both humans and wildlife, not to mention vast areas open land. At the very same time of the year, in the middle of our country, the Missouri and Mississippi rivers rage with waters swollen by melting winter snows and spring rains. This deluge sweeps down through valuable farmland, small communities, and rural areas, causing damage equal to that caused by wildfires in the Southwest. The irony here is that one calamity could possibly extinguish the other. Our nation is crisscrossed by vast interstate highway systems, along with a right of eminent domain exists. Our government has the right to appropriate private property for public use. Let's imagine that Congress had the foresight to legislate the laying of huge water pipelines adjacent to these highways leading across and into the Southwest. Two things might be accomplished. First, instead of relying on failed levees to control raging floods, huge amounts of water would be sent cascading toward burned-out farmland in Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona via pipelines big enough to reduce flood threats in Missouri and Louisiana. Secondly, vast amounts of desert forest and arid areas would soak up badly needed water that could be used to quell fires and provide needed moisture for unused farmland. This is amazing. The whole project could stimulate our present economy suffering from joblessness and American ingenuity. Just think, pipes manufactured in the USA and put in place by American workers, what a concept. Too simple, you say? No, too obvious. What about leaks? A little water spilled in now dry areas? What a magnificent total American project we could have in place instead of being witness to the largest wildfire in Arizona history and watching Midwestern homes go sweeping along flooded rivers. Call me crazy, no matter. I'm high and dry. But why sit by and watch this yearly devastation? This was written by a forward thinker, Alan R. Remillet. I just find that so amazing. Now, this is a solution. As I stated earlier, NTR likes to give you solutions to problems. This is a huge problem. This man gave a solution in a very small paper. And, you know, I'm thinking I might just help this man out and just put it out. Well, I am doing that, I guess, on the radio show here. However, it's thinkers like that have these amazing ideas that no one listens to or they don't get out there. So I just want to thank him for writing that. And that's a solution, an answer to our problems. Oh my gosh, I can't believe where the time has gone. This has been really cool for me for my birthday to share my birthday day with you. And I thank you so much for listening. Steve Fagan and I do thank you for listening. And please visit our website, neothinkradio.com. You can sign up to our weekly email at neothinkradio.com, and you'll get the show in your email every week. So I love you all. Bye. NTR. Neothink Radio.